Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's meditation. Please sit comfortably and close your eyes, allowing your body to settle in to wherever you're sitting. And let's begin with a few deep breaths. Breathing into your stomach, feeling your belly expand. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. Letting go of anything that doesn't concern you in this moment. Let's do that again, being sure to feel your stomach expand. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. And once more, inhale for 4 seconds, hold, and exhale for 4 seconds. And now just breathe effortlessly without forcing your breath. Simply observe your breath as it naturally flows in and naturally flows out. Today, in solidarity with Catherine, Princess of Wales, and wishing her a full and speedy recovery, let's enjoy some poetry from the United Kingdom. As with meditation, there is nothing that is supposed to happen when hearing poetry. Simply allow the words to flow within you in any way they like. And if you become distracted by thoughts or noises, simply notice the distraction and gently bring your awareness back to the poetry. If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss? If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will, which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you. If all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Life by Charlotte Bronte. Life, believe, is not a dream so dark as sages say. Oft a little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Sometimes there are clouds of gloom, but these are transient all. If the shower will make the roses bloom, why lament its fall? Rapidly, merrily, life's sunny hours flit by. Gratefully, cheerily, enjoy them as they fly. What though death at times steps in and calls our best away? What though sorrow seems to win over hope a heavy sway? Yet hope again elastic springs, unconquered though she fell. Still buoyant are her golden wings, still strong to bear us well. Manfully, fearlessly, the day of trial bear, for gloriously, victoriously, can courage quell despair. Leisure by William Henry Davies. What is this life, if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight, streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this is, full of care. We have no time to stand and stare. Sonnet 43, Elizabeth Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. For the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. And now let's complete our meditation with four intentions. Four intentions for a wonderful weekend and a wonderful life. As I state each intention, simply repeat once or twice, releasing the words into the universe. And if a soft smile should come to you, don't resist. Bringing your awareness to your physical self. Joyful, energetic body. Joyful, energetic body. Bringing your awareness to your emotional self. Loving, compassionate heart. Bringing your awareness, your intellectual self. Reflective, alert mind. And lastly, bringing your awareness to your spiritual self. Lightness of being. And as you go about your day and your weekend, have the intention, in the words of Rudyard Kipling, to both dream and not make dreams your master. To fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. And now, if you like, feel free to unmute your line and bring your palms together in front of your heart center. Let's chant together the Sanskrit word for being, Om. And when you're ready, gently and gracefully open your eyes. Inhale. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.